Week 20, Monday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us rejoice in the Lord, with songs let us praise him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us rejoice in the Lord. With songs let us praise him. Come, Spirit blessed, with God the Son, and God the Father, ever one, shed forth your grace within our breasts, and live in us a ready guest. By every power, by heart and tongue, by act and deed your praise be sung. Inflame with perfect love each sense, that other souls may kindle thence. How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. Psalm 72. How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. Yet my feet came close to stumbling, my steps had almost slipped, for I was filled with envy of the proud, when I saw how the wicked prosper. For them there are no pains, their bodies are sound and sleek, they have no share in men's sorrows, they are not stricken like others. So they wear their pride like a necklace, they clothe themselves with violence, their hearts overflow with malice, their minds seethe with plots. They scoff, they speak with malice, from on high they plan oppression. They have set their mouths in the heavens, and their tongues dictate to the earth. So the people turn to follow them, and drink in all their words. They see, how can God know? Does the Most High take any notice? Look at them, such are the wicked, but untroubled they grow in wealth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. Their rejoicing will be turned to weeping, their joy to sorrow. Psalm 72 continued. How useless to keep my heart pure and wash my hands in innocence, when I was stricken all the day long, suffered punishment day after day. Then I said, if I should speak like that, I should abandon the faith of your people. I strove to fathom this problem, too hard for my mind to understand, until I pierced the mysteries of God and understood what becomes of the wicked. How slippery the paths on which you set them! You make them slide to destruction. How suddenly they come to their ruin, wiped out, destroyed by terrors. Like a dream one wakes from, O God, when you wake, you dismiss them as phantoms. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Their rejoicing will be turned to weeping, their joy to sorrow. All those who abandon you shall perish, but to be near God is my happiness. Psalm 72 concluded. And so when my heart grew embittered, and when I was cut to the quick, I was stupid and did not understand. no better than a beast in your sight. Yet I was always in your presence. You are holding me by my right hand. You will guide me by your counsel, and so you will lead me to glory. What else have I in heaven but you? Apart from you, I want nothing on earth. My body and my heart faint for joy. God is my possession forever. All those who abandon you shall perish. You will destroy all those who are faithless. To be near God is my happiness. I have made the Lord God my refuge. I tell of all your works at the gates of the city of Zion. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All those who abandon you shall perish, but to be near God is my happiness. Your promise is sweet to my taste, Lord. It is sweeter than honey in the mouth. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 3. Behold, the Lord of hosts is taking away from Jerusalem and from Judah stay and staff, the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water. The mighty man and the soldier, the judge and the prophet, the diviner and the elder, the captain of 50 and the man of rank, the counselor and the skillful magician, and all the experts in charms. And I will make boys their princes, and babes shall rule over them. And the people will oppress one another, every man his fellow, and every man his neighbour. The youth will be insolent to the elder, and the base fellow to the honourable. When a man takes hold of his brother in the house of his father, saying, "You have a mantle, you shall be our leader, and this heap of ruins shall be under your rule," in that day he will speak out, saying, "I will not be a healer. In my house there is neither bread nor mantle. You shall not make me leader of the people." For Jerusalem has stumbled, and Judah has fallen, because their speech and their deeds are against the Lord, defying his glorious presence. Their partiality witnesses against them. They proclaim their sin like Sodom. They do not hide it. Woe to them, for they have brought evil upon themselves. Tell the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their deeds. Woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for what his hands have done shall be done to him. My people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, your leaders mislead you and confuse the course of your paths. The Lord has taken his place to contend. He stands to judge his people. The Lord enters into judgment with the elders and the princes of his people. It is you who have devoured the vineyard. The spoil of the poor is in your houses. What do you mean by crushing my people, by grinding the face of the poor? Says the Lord God of hosts. Responsory from Isaiah 3. Tell the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their deeds. Woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with them, for what their hands have done shall be done to them. The Lord has taken his place to contend, he stands to judge the people. Woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with them, for what their hands have done shall be done to them. A reading from the commentary of Pope St. Gregory the Great on the Book of Job, Book 3. The saints are caught up in a war of troubles, doing battle at the same time with enemies who use force and enemies who use persuasion. Against the former, they hold up the shield of patience. Against the latter, they cast the darts of doctrine. With amazing skill, they brace themselves for either type of warfare, wisely schooling the foe within, bravely facing the enemy without. The former they teach and correct, the latter they endure and suppress. For while enduring, they despise the enemy coming on to attack them. With compassion, they restore to health their sickly fellow citizens. They resist the enemy to prevent him subverting others. For the sickly, they feel concern, lest they utterly lose the life of righteousness. Let us look at the soldier of God's army as he does battle against both types of adversary. The apostle says, quote, "Fighting without and fear within." End of quote. He lists the attacks that he endures from outside, quote, "In danger from rivers, danger from robbers, dangers from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brethren." End of quote. Let him add what darts he hurls at his foe in this war. Quote, "In toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure." End of quote. But harassed as he is in so many contests, let him describe how watchful a defence he employs to guard the camp. He adds immediately, quote, "And apart from other things, there is the daily pressure upon me of my anxiety for all the churches." End of quote. He bravely takes the wars upon himself, you see, and compassionately spends himself in defending his neighbours. He describes the evils that he suffers and appends the good things he dispenses. Let us ponder, then, how laborious it is, at one and the same time, to endure opposition from without and protect the weak within. From without he suffers warfare, as he is torn by floggings, bound by chains. Within he endures fear, and he is afraid his sufferings may be an obstacle not to himself but to his disciples. Hence he writes to them in these words, quote, "Let no one be upset in these troubles of mine, for you know yourselves that I have been appointed for this purpose." End of quote. It was the downfall of others that he was afraid of in his own sufferings, afraid that while his disciples realized he was being scourged for the faith, they might refuse to profess themselves to be of the faith. What measureless love was in his heart! He despises his own sufferings and is concerned lest his followers should suffer any perverse mental persuasion. He thinks nothing of the wounds of his own body and heals the inner wounds in others. It is characteristic of the just that in the midst of their own pain and distress they do not abandon concern for others' good, and when they grieve for themselves while enduring opposition, they foresee and teach what is needful for others. They are like great doctors struck down by sickness. They endure the smart of their own wounds and offer healing medicine to others. Responsory, based on Job 13. Lord, help me to face you openly. Withdraw your chastening hand, and let my dread of you no longer fill me with terror. Chasten me, Lord, but with due measure, not as your anger demands, or you will grind me to dust. And let my dread of you no longer fill me with terror. Let us pray. Lord God, you have prepared for those who love you what no eye has seen nor ear has heard. Fill our hearts with your love, so that loving you above all and in all, we may attain your promises, which the heart of man has not conceived. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.